Eating is an emotional experience, which is why managing your weight needs to be a psychological one. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, April 22nd edition. We got a 10-game slate on tap to kick off your week's action. Hope everybody had a great weekend, a great Easter Sunday, a great Game of Thrones Sunday. So much fun stuff going on the field, on the ice, Sharks in double OT, forcing a Game 7. Let's go, Sharks. I know this is not a hockey podcast, but hey, let's have some fun around here, folks. Again, 10-game slate on tap. We got a little weather to worry about as well. Let's talk about the totals on this slate. D-backs, Pirates, 7.5. White Sox, Orioles, 10. Tigers, Red Sox, 8.5. Royals, Rays, waiting on that one. It's because Yonny Chirinos is supposed to start, not have an opener plan. So that total should be out a little later this morning. Phillies, Mets, 8. Brewers, Cardinals. Brewers are getting a spot start from Adrian Houser, a righty that we are going to want to target probably. That total is coming out soon as well. Twins, Astros, 9. Nats, Rockies, waiting on that one as Tyler Anderson's getting activated from the IL for the Rockies. Yankees, Angels, 8.5. Rangers, A's, 8.5. So lots of offense to target on this slate as per usual in baseball this season. There is not much pitching at all. When you're talking about weather on the slate, Philadelphia, the Mets, about 30 to 40% chances of rain. It dies off as the evening goes on. It just depends on how long they want to wait. Maybe that storm moves and we don't get it at all, but right now, that's what we're looking at there. And then Detroit, Boston, wind blowing in from left field about 12 miles an hour, but a ton of rain in that one. Like, that one looks really, really bad unless something changes, so keep an eye there. And then Milwaukee, St. Louis, wind is blowing out to left field at 13 miles an hour. All right, let's get to the pitching on this slate. No pitcher in the over 9,800 bucks. We're going to start at the 9,300 bucks range. J.A. Happ, he's been horrible. We've been targeting him. I have no problem if you want to target him. He's been bad. 7.23 ERA to 1.66 whip. He had 12 points in his last start against Boston. He had 3 earned 6 in a third innings. He only has 4, 5, 5, and 3 in the strikeout department. He's not striking guys out. So yeah, this doesn't sound good. I know. I get it. 9,300 bucks still against an Angels. An Angels team that doesn't strike out a ton versus left-handed pitching. 16% K rate. But or they strike out 16% of the time, but Happ does have a 26% strikeout rate, a 10.5% swinging strike rate, and only a 31% hard contact rate. And the big catcher is the Angels really do struggle versus left-handed pitching. A 241 wOBA and a 101 ISO is really, really bad. So they might not strike out a lot. They might put the ball in play quite a bit, but they struggle a ton versus left-handed pitching. So if you want to be different, you can go to J. Happ. Not my favorite play. Not my favorite at all, but he's on the board. Matt Boyd in GPPs at 9,100 bucks at Boston, given the rain needs to stay away, is a very, very intriguing GPP play. Boyd has been outstanding this year with his own 24% K rate, 11% swinging strike rate. Does give up a ton of fly balls, though, so keep that in mind. Boston striking out about 21% of the time versus left-handed pitching. And right now they have the highest team total on the slate, but lefty's hitting 251, righty's 298 off Boyd. And the Red Sox only have a 300 wOBA. That's barely average. It's probably below average still. And a 148 ISO. So they're not great by any means versus left-handed pitching. Matt Boyd's been filthy. So if you want to be very contrarian in a GPP, Matt Boyd's your guy at 9,100 bucks. Probably not cash game safe, but GPP, major upside there at only $9,100. Mike Minor, 8,800 bucks at the Oakland Athletics. Minor coming at that complete game shutout that we picked at $7,000 against the Angels. Oh, yeah. The Angels suck versus lefties. Just throwing that back out there for you. He's given up 0-2-0 earned runs in his last three starts, 18 or more DraftKings points, 5 or more Ks in 3 straight starts. That was at home against the Angels, at the Arizona Diamondbacks, at home against the Houston Astros. Mike Minor's been pitching outstanding to start the season. He does have faced an A's team with some pop, but they also strike out over 20% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Mike Minor gets a lot of fly balls, but hey, Oco Coliseum helps with that. The A's have a 4.45 team total. Lefties 283, righties 321. So there's always a slight concern there with Minor. If he's off, he's going to get beat up. And the A's do have a great WOBA, 359 and a 230 ISO versus lefties. They hit him well, but at $8,800, there's big time upside there with Michael Minor. Dropping down, this is weather permitting, but I know Chris Sale's been atrocious. I know we have not used Chris Sale because in his previous starts, well, he was $7,900 against the Yankees. Still didn't use him there, but 10-7, 10-5, we didn't go that direction. He's $8,600 at home against the Detroit Tigers. Like, his velocity was up his last time out. He still gave up a lot of hard contact. And when you're looking at Chris Sale, he still has a 36% K rate, a 15% swinging strike rate, and a 44, or almost 45% ground ball rate. The Tigers strike out over 27% of the time versus left-handed pitching. That is a boatload. They have the lowest team total on the slate at 3.3. Lefties 213, righties 263 versus Sale. The Tigers have a 278 WOBA and a 0.070 ISO versus left-handed pitching. That is dreadful. That is bad stuff. Really, really bad. Again, weather permitting, if it doesn't work today, he'll probably be there tomorrow. Hopefully his price doesn't go up too much. But Chris Sale at $8,600 is a really, really, really nice play versus the Detroit Tigers. And if he gets beat up, so be it. He should be massively chalked. And I don't care. I really don't. It's like the Greinke play earlier this year. Certain guys, when they just price him, you take the chalk, you move on, you be different elsewhere. Chris Sale, this is the time, I think, to jump on board. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But $8,600, very, very difficult to pass up. Last but not least, one of the plays I like a ton tonight is Joe Musgrove at $8,100. Musgrove really, really starting to get the job done here. He's got a 0.81 ERA, a 0.76 whip to start the season. 19.6, 22.7, 32.8 are his DraftKings points. He's given up no more than two earned on the season. That's only the one start. He had zero earned in his previous two. He has six or more strikeouts in every start this season. He's at pitcher-friendly PNC Park tonight, facing off with an Arizona Diamondbacks team that strikes out almost 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Musgrove, 21% K rate, 45% ground ball rate. Arizona has the second lowest team total behind the Detroit Tigers on the slate at 3.4. So Musgrove's $8,100. He's like the 7th, 8th, 9th lowest priced pitcher on the slate. And he's got the second lowest team total. Lefties 292, righties 375. Joe Musgrove at $8,100, all over that. Like, if I could do a Sale Musgrove, I'm there. A Minor Musgrove, I'm there. Or you go to this next guy. I said it last time, if you start and I want him, he still pitched great. 5 innings, 1 hits, no earned, 5 Ks out of the opener role in Baltimore, against Baltimore for 24 points. He got beat up at Toronto, but that was a unique situation. That wasn't the normal opener or start thing he got. So last game was the normal opener. His previous two were actual starts, and he got you 23-5, 28-6. So he has 23.5 or more in three of his regular duty starts. Let's just put it that way. His I come in as the second to the opener, or I start. He's been outstanding. And he's facing a Kansas City Royals team that does have some pop. We know this. At the same time, they strike out 20% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Chirinos, 43% ground ball rate, 21% strikeout rate. And we're waiting on the total in that one. But lefties, 338, righties, 318. Yonny Chirinos at $7,400 at home in Tampa Bay is a very, very nice play. And the last guy I'll mention is an uber punt today. Uber punt is David Hess at home against the Chicago White Sox. Hess is horrible. We target him with bats all the time. The White Sox will be a great target tonight. He had 6 earned in his last start, 2 innings versus Tampa Bay. We were all over that. But then, you know, 9.2, 3.1, 33.7, and a 6.7. None of that's great. This is a complete just I want to punt and get all the bats, which I don't think you're going to need to do on this slate, but they do have Coors in play. So David Hess is at least worth the conversation because the White Sox strike out 28% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Hess gives up a big fly ball rate, decent hard contact rate, strikes out 17% of the guys' face. He's not a world beater by any means, but that 28% K rate is tremendous. The White Sox have a 5.1 team total, third highest currently on the slate, still waiting on Coors and others. But lefties 335, righties 340. They have a 328 WOBA, 194 ISO, all nice things from the White Sox. But that strikeout rate alone, if Hess can just, you know, navigate the minefields, gives up 3-4 runs, gets us 5 innings though, gets us a handful of Ks, the upside is there with David Hess, like we saw in Toronto earlier this year when he got you 33 DraftKings points. There's a lot to be worried about as well with David Hess, so don't forget that. But at that price point, he is a punt play. All right, back recapping the pitching. At the 9K and above range, you got Matt Boyd 1, J.A. Happ 2. In the 8K range, you got Chris Sale 1, Joe Musgrove 2, Mike Minor 3. Really like that range. You got Yonny Chirinos by himself in the 7Ks. And then your uber punt is David Hess at $4,800. All right, before we get to the pitching, got to talk to you guys about the quantedge.com. I know you guys have heard it over and over again, and I'm going to keep pumping it every time out because the quantity of the quality of the product is phenomenal. The tools get better and better, and they're working on an Apple iOS app as they speak. It just takes forever to get one of those. They already have an Android app out there. They got all the tools, the lineup optimizer, the injury tool, the weather tool, the umpire tool gets more and more data. The Vegas tool is amazing, and they're working on the StatCast tool. It should be out any day now, and there's more and more coming. Lots of great stuff there, lots of great articles, and a member Discord chat where they're always talking in there. And you can get it all with a discount by using promo code Bubba. If you want the season pass, you can get it for $124.99 for MLB DFS season pass. If you want to just try all sports for the first month, you got NBA playoffs going on and MLB, you can get that for $19.99. If you want to just try a free trial of all sports for $5.99, you can do that as well. A 5-day trial at $5.99, you can do that as well. So use promo code Bubba for the season pass of MLB for $124.99, the all sports first month for $19.99, or the 5-day trial at $5.99. So go check it out, thequantedge.com. And use promo code Bubba. All right, let's get to the bats on this 10-gamer. You got the catcher's position as usual. You got JT Realmuto against Steven Matz at 46. That's oh so enticing in that matchup. But so is Kurt Suzuki or Yan Gomes at 44 and 42, respectively, in Coors against Tyler Anderson. Tyler Anderson coming off the DL. He has gotten just beat up continuously time and time again. Lefty's 331, righty's 303 against him right now, but this Nats team is going to be locked and loaded against Tyler Anderson tonight. If you slide on down some more, though, you have Yasmani Grandal versus Jack Flaherty. Flaherty has been a mess. His strikeout rate's still decent, but not what you would prefer when you're breaking it all down. Lefty's 286, righty's 281, but this season's been very, very rough for Jack Flaherty. So Grandal in a GPP, you can go there. If you want to go Beef Wellington, if you want to fade, if you're not using the punt of David Hess, which most won't, and I don't blame you. Again, lefty's 335, righty's 340. Beef Wellington at 4K could leave the building. When you slide on down, though, you got the likes of maybe a Yadier Molina versus Hauser of Milwaukee at $3,800. Somebody you can definitely go and take a peek at in that one. Very small sample, but lefty's 270, righty's 360 versus Adrian Hauser. A kind of reverse split situation there. So Yadier Molina at 38, definitely some savings. If James McCann catches instead of Beef at 37, look there as well. Sliding on down, Pedro Severino versus Manny Benuelos. Benuelos making the start for the White Sox. He's not very good. Baltimore has a 4.9 team total just below the White Sox. Lefty's 315, righty's 311. Benuelos is not good. So look at the likes of a Pedro Severino or even a Jesus Sucre for some value if they crack the Baltimore lineup. And sliding on down the catchers, you know, it's never, you know, sexy, but like Tony Walters of the Colorado Rockies at 36 versus Hellickson, a cheaper piece of that Colorado action. He's been consistently good, 14, 6, 9, 12 in his last four. He continues to get it done in Coors Field. So don't sleep on him against a guy like Jeremy Hellickson for $3,600. Get you a cheap piece of Coors. Other than that, check the lineups. You'll have a little bit here, a little bit there that pops out to you, but nothing too crazy at the moment. You can look at the likes of like Cervelli, against Zach Godley. Lefty's 336, righty's 343. So guy Francisco Cervelli can be in play for you as well, but check the lineups, see what pops up for you there. First base situation, you got Paulie Goldschmidt against Adrian Hauser at 5K. That's very, very intriguing. So is Trey Mancini, Trey Boo Boo, first base outfield eligible against Manny Manuelos at $4,900. That is very, very nice. If you think Steven Matz is going to struggle again, you got Rhys Hoskins at 48. So the top part of first base is looted. Renato Nunez, don't sleep on him. 4,600 is not ideal by any means. A big-time power bat going out there against Manuelos is an interesting play in a GPP. Ryan McMahon, first base, second base eligible versus Hellickson at 45 is very, very much in play. So is Jose Abreu at 44 versus David Hess. So this is like most nights, pitching sucks, all the bats in the world. But I can narrow them down for you in the Fantasy Sports Degens free Slack chat, or join the Quant Edge with the promo code Bubba, and you can get in the members chat where myself and many others help answer questions on the daily. After Jose Abreu, you slide on down some more, like a Yonder Alonso at 43 is a nice cheaper option there versus David Hess if you so choose to go there. I got Luke Voit in play. I do like me some Josh Bell at 41. He went deep yesterday. He's averaging almost 10 points per game in his last 10 with a 333 average, two doubles, a triple, two home runs. driving in seven along that time. He's hitting 303 on the year with a 976 OPS. Sleepily, very good. I had him yesterday against D-Rod, taking him deep. You had him against Godley for only 4,100 if you so choose to go there. A couple others is you slide on down like a Yandy Diaz versus Keller at 39 for some savings. If Eric Thames is in the lineup at 39, he's a GPP play versus Flaherty. He had a big moonshot last yesterday to tie it up for the Brew Crew. Other than that, you can look like an Albert Pujols at 37 versus J.A. Happ. He went deep on Saturday night. Ryan O'Hearn's only 36 versus Chirinos. Not in love with that, but it's a nice cheapy if you need to go that direction. Second base, you got Altuve at 49. He had the day off on Sunday. Definitely a play today. But like Howie Kendrick and Coors at 48, it's expensive, but he loves hitting lefties. So don't sleep on that one. Lourdes Garcia, if you're stacking Chicago, the White Sox, he's in play. Second base outfield eligible at 46. Definitely worth a look in that one. But you got guys like Johnny Villar had a huge Sunday. He's 45 versus Banuelos. He's a switch hitter, so don't worry about that. I mentioned Ryan McMahon at 45, so you don't have to go all the way at the top and still get some good plays down here. I got Brandon Lau at 4,300 versus Keller. That's not bad, but Brian Dozier and Coors versus a lefty at 43 seems like a pretty solid plan of attack if you want to go that direction. Sliding on down some more, though, it's not as clear-cut as normal. Like, yeah, Garrett Hampson and Coors, he's been struggling tremendously. But you can get Gleyber Torres for $3,900 versus Matt Harvey. I know it's in L.A. and not New York, but and Torres has been quiet. You know, 0, 5, 3, 2, 0, then a 14, a 3, a 5, a 2, a 12. He's been uber quiet, but $3,900 in GPP, where you're looking for home runs, not the worst play in the world versus Matt Harvey. Definite upside in going in that direction. A few others you can take a peek at. You got the likes of Yolmer Sanchez at $3,600 going like a wraparound stack with the White Sox. And then where did he go? I know he got hurt yesterday, so he's day-to-day. Where are you, my friend? You've been so cheap so long. Give me a second here. Great radio. This is what we do on Quick Hits. Robbie Cano is down to $3,300 for Jake Arrieta. He's day-to-day. He went deep yesterday. He continues to just crush baseballs and get no respect in the DraftKings pricing world. So if he's in the lineup at 33, he's pretty much a must-play versus Jake Arrieta. But make sure he's in the lineup. Took a fastball off the hands. Left the game late yesterday after going deep his previous at-bat. But $3,300, stupid cheap. Third base, you got Rendon at 58 in Coors. That's definitely in play. Arenado, Moncada at 49 is a nice way to get savings off those two big boys against David Hess. Don't hate that at all. You slide on down some more, though, like a Michael Chavis at $4,200 against Matt Boyd, GPP only. But Matt Carpenter at 42 versus Hauser, very, very solid look there. Mentioned Hunter Dozier earlier. He's first base, third base at 4K. In a GPP, I don't hate it, but I'm not running to go play. I really like Chirinos. I respect Chirinos' game, so I'm not running to go that direction. As you slide on down, though, like Yandy Diaz, Williams Astudillo, third base catcher eligible. But Matt Chapman versus Mike Minor, if you're not using Minor, Chapman's a very interesting GPP play at 39. DJ LeMahieu, second base, third base, swinging a really good bat at $3,800. Don't sleep on DJ. I've been kind of punting with him here and there. It's not horrible. Yeah, Colin Moran at $3,700. He's struggling a lot. But if you want to, if you're stacking the Pirates or whatever versus that Godley, which you're probably not, but he's there. Jeff McNeil, third base outfield at 37 versus Arrieta. I don't mind that at all. Swinging a very good stick for the Metropolitans. Other than that, it gets pretty bleak. You do have Chad Pender, third base outfield, who loves hitting lefties at 35. So he's GPP viable for you in that one. Heading over to shortstop, you got Trevor Story and Coors at 51. It's very, very nice. And so is Tim Anderson at 5K versus Hess. As you slide on down some more, again, Johnny VR 45 on board with that. You got, you know, Carlos Correa is down to 43, hitting the ball hard everywhere, just getting not a lot to show for it. But like Jorge Polanco at 42 versus Peacock, very interesting. I like Peacock, but those Mets bats can be sneaky, sneaky nice. You got Wilmer Defoe and Coors switch hitting at 41. You don't love Wilmer Defoe, but when you get him in Coors and you get a Coors player at that price point, you definitely give it a look. Mentioned Gleyber Torres already at 39. Anderton Simmons only 38 versus J.A. Happ. If you're not using J.A. Happ, and I don't blame you if you're not using J.A. Happ, Anderton Simmons is a great value at $3,800. I've been making a lot of lineups where you get two top-end pitching and pray they work, because they usually don't this year, and getting a lot of those $35 to like $3,900 bats, you can make it work, because there seems to be one or two on every position, and Anderton Simmons is that guy for you at shortstop, and Cano's been that guy at second over and over again. Cole Tucker, I mentioned him in the Discord chat and in the Slack chat when he got called up. This kid's very, very fast, very, very talented. He's going to steal some bags. He's gotten you 7 and 16 in his first two games. He leads off for the Pirates versus Zach Godley at 36. If you need a punt, he's very, very qualified for that. Other than that, Joey Wendell's back. He's second base shortstop for the Rays. He's $3,400. So if, like, say you're looking for a cheapie at second base and Cano's out, Joey Wendell at 34 is definitely worth a look for you in that one. Heading to the outfield, Christian Yelich at 57, great play. Don't have to say too much more about that. He just crushes baseball. Mike Trout versus J.A. Happ, outstanding at 56. I got Soto and Coors. You got Blackman and Coors. You got Eaton and Coors. You got Victor Robles and Coors. Obviously, if you love Coors, they're all in play. This is Captain Obvious, not your first rodeo type stuff. But when you slide on down, Marcell Ozuna gets the reverse splits of Hauser at 5K. Very interesting. Ozuna continues to hit ball, or see ball, hit ball, hit ball very, very hard. 11, 17, 2, 16, 20, 21, 32, 5, 31. Crushing baseballs. He's been a part of the batter breakdown many, many times. He's been a favorite here on Quick Hits many, many times. So don't sleep on Marcell Ozuna. As you go on down farther, though, Joey Gallo has heated up tremendously. It's always better to have Joey Gallo in Arlington, but let's just face facts. There's not one ballpark in baseball that could hold Joey Gallo. Joey Gallo, if we did a pop quiz and you're not like up and up on baseball, like probably many of you are, that's why you listen to Quick Hits, Joey Gallo's hitting 281 on the season. 281. Joey freaking Gallo with a 1.116 OPS. He is just doing it all right now. 17 or more DraftKings points in three straight games. He is outstanding. He's got two hits in three straight. He's going up against Chris Bassitt, a guy he can attack. So 5K for Gallo is not out of the question at all. If you're not using Matt Boyd, JD Martinez at 49 is really, really good. We know we love JD versus left-handed pitch. After some just dongs, you slide on down like, again. Trey Mancini, 49. Eddie Rosario in a GPP at 49 is always in play as well. Going down farther, mentioned Luis Garcia earlier, only in your White Sox stacks. You're playing 46 for Garcia. David Peralta is interesting in PNC, but not a must play at 45. Conforto versus Arrieta is very interesting at 44. We know Arrieta is a big-time pitch-to-contact guy. Conforto went deep yesterday. He's averaging almost 10 points in his last 10. He has three home runs in his last 10 games, driving in four runs in that period of time, three doubles as well. So interesting play with Conforto at 44, a little bit of savings and upside. Same with Michael Brantley at 44. Crush Davis down to $4,400 versus Mike Minor in a GPP. You can definitely go there. But if not, Tommy Pham at 43 is a great play, averaging 11 points his last 10, four home runs in his last 10, hitting 302. He had 14 points yesterday as he went to Ding Dong City. All Pham does is get on base and make things happen. He's a great cash game play at 43 with GPP upside. On the flip side, Eloy Jimenez is a great GPP play against Hess at 43. Sliding on down some more, though, like Sinsu Chu at 43 versus Chris Bassitt. Very, very in play there. The Texas Rangers have a team total of 4.1. Lefties 274, righties 339. So some reverse splits versus Bassitt. I still like my lefties of like Chu, Mazzara, and Gallo versus him as well. Alex Gordon at 42 is interesting. Avisel Garcia versus Keller at 42. But Brett Gardner at 43 versus Harvey. And Clint Frazier as well. Both great plays. Brett Gardner's averaging 10.4 his last 10. 11, 25, 0, 20, and 13 in his last five. So 11 or more in four of his last five. And then Clint Frazier crushing baseballs as well. He had 18 points for you yesterday. He had 18 and 24 and back-to-back. Both really good plays there versus Matt Harvey at $4,300 respectively. Sliding on down some more. You got Mike Tauchman versus Matt Harvey at 41. That's my boy. He batted fifth yesterday. Got you 14 more DraftKings points. 14, 22, and 14 in three straight. This boy has insane power. When the regular lineup's there, he bats ninth, but it wasn't yesterday. He batted fifth, so keep an eye on that. He's a great play at $4,100. I love me some Tauchman. That you know, 41 there, 43 and 43 for Frazier and Gardner. Some nice cheaper options. Same with Tommy Pham at 43. So something to keep a look at when you get down in this range. You got the likes of Delino DeShields Jr., Jorge Soler at 39 on GPP only. Hopefully Max Kepler is back. If not, you got Buxton at 39 as well. You got Ian Desmond and Garrett Hampson and Coors at 39. Not the greatest plays, but they're there. Billy Hamilton's been playing really, really well. They've been hitting him higher up in the order. He's getting on and stealing bags. He's averaging 8 points in his last 10. He has 6 stolen bases in his last 10. 17, 8, 14, and 17, and 7 in his last five. So 7 or more in his last five, 14 or more in three of his last five. Really getting it done there at $3,700. Don't hate him as a cheap option at all. Brandon Nimmo, Jeff McNeil at 37 for some cheaper options versus Jake Arrieta. Farther down you look, he gets a little bleaker as you get farther and farther. Like Steve Pierce, if he cracks the lineup versus Boyd at 36, a total punt play. We know how Pierce loves his lefties. You got Martin from Pittsburgh at 36 as a punt, especially if he's higher up in the order. You could look at someone like that. You guys like Brian Reynolds from Pittsburgh will be cheap. Chad Pender and Mark Connaugh at 3,500 each as cheapies. So there's options down here, just not the sexiest of options as you would expect. Recapping your pitching, 9K and above, Boyd, Happ. 8K, Sale, Musgrove, Minor. 7K, you got Trinos by himself. And if you want to go full YOLO, you go David Hess at $4,800. That's just full YOLO. The stacks you're looking at today, you got Coors Field in play, obviously. Colorado versus Hellickson is outstanding. But Washington versus Tyler Anderson, very, very nice as well. Milwaukee versus Jack Flaherty, I am in for this. I don't mind it at all. Those Milwaukee bats are fierce. And then Tampa Bay versus Brad Keller, very intriguing as well. Farther down you look, though, Houston's always worth the look. But guys like Chicago, White Sox versus Hess, Baltimore versus Manny Benuelos, on board with that one as well. The Yankees versus Matt Harvey, I think that gets a little overlooked tonight. West Coast late night hammer could be very, very nice. The Angels, who suck versus lefties, if you think they finally wake up, you could look that direction. Other than that, check lineup, see how it all configures, and we'll build away. Slack chat, Fantasy Sports DJs free, and you got the member Discord chat for the Quant Edge. Use promo code Bubba for discounts on packages there. Let's go over your BVP real quick and send you on your way. You got Wilson Ramos 4-for-7, Jeff McNeil 5-for-10, Michael Conforto 4-for-13 with a home run versus Jake Arrieta. Miguel Cabrera, 15 for 53 versus Chris Sale with a double and four home runs. It's a .283 average. Lorenzo Cain, 6 for 14 with a homer. Braun's got two homers. Aguilar and Grandal have all taken Flaherty deep as well. Jose Altuve, 5 for 13 versus Jake Odorizzi. Cole Calhoun's 5 for 16 with a double and two homers off of Happ. Cozart, Borjos, Andrelton Simmons, and Albert Pujols have all taken J.A. Happ deep. And that's your BVP, everybody. And that is your Monday edition of Quick Hits. Again, hope everybody had a great weekend. Give us a rating and review on iTunes. I'd much appreciate it. It helped the podcast go a long, long ways. And also thequantage.com, promo code Bubba for all the savings you need. If you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter at BDintric. Again, thefantasysportsdegens.com. Great website. Dana's got her pitching primer for the week out there for you. There's no real golf this week, so there might be a little break in the golf action. NASCAR will be back this weekend. We got soccer. So much more coming up. A couple Bench with Bubba's booked for the week already. Around the bases of Bubba and Mo. All your usual findings at fantasysportsdegens.com. So come check us out and join the free Slack chat with any questions you have for all sports. They do it all. Guys are doing soccer. They're doing gaming. They're doing whatever they want. They're degenerates. That's why they're there. So come join us. But everybody, good luck on your Monday 10-game DraftKings slate. I'll be back with you tomorrow. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, April 22nd edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.